like, wow. Anyway, we heard, we started out with Barbara Acklin doing Am I the Same Girl? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. That was, as I explained earlier, what became Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited. Barbara Acklin was the original vocalist on that that version of that song. And surprisingly, that wasn't even Young Holt Unlimited behind her. That was the Brunswick Studio Band, and they basically just took her vocal off and stuck a piano on there, and Young Holt was born the next day. Anyway, Barbara Lynn, my favorite female left-handed guitar player, did You'll Lose a Good Thing. That's her hit. That was on Jamie Records, and that was written by Barbara Lynn. Barbara Lynn was a regular at the Ponderosa Stomp. I always think of her, and I think of Roy Head, and I think of Lazy Lester as some of those artists that I got to see time and time again at this fabulous festival that they would do in New Orleans in between the 2 weeks of Jazz Fest. Just greatness. After Barbara Lynn, we heard Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose doing It's Too Late to Turn Back Now. I Believe, I Believe, I Believe I'm Falling in Love. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose were a family band out of someplace called Dania, Florida. And they were on United Artists, and they had a couple hits. That was one of them. They kind of go into that kind of one-hit wonder category of soft rock, but it's soul in my book. Speaking of soul, after that was Al Green doing Let's Stay Together. Doesn't get any better than that on the High Records label, produced by, of course, Willie Mitchell. From Memphis, 1971. And then we heard two versions of Try Me, the original by James Brown and the Famous Flames. That's 1958, back when he was on Federal Records. That was his second charting single after Please, 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 Please. And then we heard Carla Thomas. And Carla Thomas did Try Me again. That was a hit for her. I loved her version of B-A-B-Y and the version of Tramp she did with Otis on the Stax label. Speaking of Stax, that's Steve Cropper doing Crop Dustin behind me. And speaking of Stax, you got to watch that documentary, that four-part thing on HBO Max. It is greatness. I watched all four episodes back to back to back the other night, and I couldn't stop. So here comes six songs on the Stax label. You're going to love this stuff. It is greatness.
Ah! 13.
Stax Vault, Memphis, Tennessee. One of the greatest labels in the history of the world. That documentary, that four-part documentary on HBO Max, if you haven't been watching it, you should. It is greatness. Anyway, so we listened to six songs all on the Stax label. We started with the Staple Singers doing I'll Take You There. That was actually written and produced by Al Bell, who took over Stax Records and changed it dramatically. Part of the story that you need to watch. After that was Gene Knight doing Mr. Big Stuff, 1970, on the Stax label. No, actually, that was on Malacca Records originally, out of Jackson, Mississippi, and that was produced by Wardell Quezergue. Quezergue. You've heard his name before, I suppose, but it's difficult to pronounce. The Dramatics did What You See Is What You Get. Mel and Tim did Starting All Over Again. It's going to be tough, but we're going to make it. They also did Backfield in Motion, which I thought was less appropriate for today, for the mood I'm in. And after that was a real unusual, wonderful Stax song called by Wendy Renee doing After Laughter Comes Tears. I got that one off of the Stax Rarities album that was released by Light in the Attic from 1964, Wendy Renee. And then we heard, Get On Up, Big Bird from Eddie Floyd, mostly known for Knock on Wood. That was all on Stax, those last six songs. Behind me is the Marquise doing Slinky. And in the next batch of tunes, we're going to hear six more great ones. That's all we do here is we play the greatest music I can think of in the greatest order with the best segues on my show. Time Won't Let Me, DJ Barrister. I got to say all the stuff. RadioValencia.fm, the transmission from the mission. I got to tell you, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties today. This is not going off over the air, but hopefully it is being recorded for my podcast. I tried doing this last week. I'm doing it again. Talk about Department of Redundancy Department. This is crazy land that I have to do the same show. I feel like that scene in the Annie Hall with the lobster. It's not as easy to do it the second time and get the same energy as it was the first time. But I actually think I'm succeeding. I haven't messed up yet. I don't want to jinx myself. I've made every segue perfectly, and I've corrected a lot of things and really improved what I had done previously. So you're getting the benefit of that, I hope. Hopefully this isn't going just into the ether, and it'll be something that you all are listening to now as we speak. You're listening to this, right, on your computer or your phone or whatever you do to listen to music. Stereos, people used to use those. Anyway, the next batch of tunes, Solomon Burke, Detroit Emeralds, Howard Tate, Patty Drew, Dee Dee Sharp, Nancy Wilson, a bunch of the girls. Here come a few girls, Dee Dee, Patty. Anyway, let's start out with Solomon Burke, my favorite Solomon Burke song by Burt Burns. Here it is.
It happened before the night.
Today, whatever. Today's show, it's going like clockwork, except for the fact that the studio's screwed up and may not be, it's not going over the air. I do hope that this is being recorded because I've just about done a perfect show. Every 20-minute block was exactly 20 minutes. I divided it 2 hours into 6 segments. I kind of made some nice segues. I didn't stumble and bumble my way like I oftentimes do. Another proud moment in my continuing life as a fake DJ. Behind me, by the way, is Nancy Wilson doing Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. That set started out with Solomon Burke doing Cry to Me. That was written and produced by Burt Burns. Burt Burns had that whole Spanish Harlem thing. As a matter of fact, in that song, you hear There Is a Rose in Spanish Harlem as a counter melody in the middle of the song. It's beautiful. 1961, Atlantic Records, Burt Burns, who later had Bang Records. We could do more on Burt later, I hope. He's a hero. After that was Detroit Emeralds doing Feel the Need in Me. 1972 on the Westbound label. After that was Howard Tate. Wow, he's amazing. That guy came back through like 10, 15 years ago and just blew minds. One of these old soul guys that came back around for us. He did Look at Granny Run Run and Grandpa's Chasing Granny. And he, by the way, Howard Tate, wrote Get It While You Can for Janis Joplin. I'm going to move along here. Well, what do you know? More Booker T and the MGs. You can never have too much of that. Anyway, after Howard Tate, we heard Patty Drew doing Tell 'Em. She was from South Carolina, moved to Nashville. And I'm not really sure that's technically soul. A couple of these are on the borderline of soul and pop. After that was Dee Dee Sharp, I Really Love You. That was on the Cameo Parkway label. That was the label that had Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell. And Dee Dee Sharp. And as I mentioned, we heard Nancy Wilson. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to play a whole bunch of classics. Arthur Conley, King Floyd, Percy Sledge, David Ruffin. Can't go wrong with this stuff. I mean, it's just, here come the hits, and this will take us right through to the end of the show. So I'm going to say goodbye now, and I might say goodbye later, but here comes sweet soul music. You ready? Jane Brown, y'all. Yeah, Jane.
Send a telegram, send a telegram, oh, send a telegram, man, to my baby. Do you hear what I say? Oh, what's the news? is all over. How can I say that I'm going away? I'll break her heart, I'm sure. Yet I'll break mine much more. So I've got to explain that it's all over. How do I tell her I'm in love with you? What words do I use to say you love me too? Without making her cry, and I am no good guy, yet I've got to explain that it's all over. Should I start a false fight? No, no, that wouldn't be. I know it wouldn't be right. No, that wouldn't do. Should I just run away? No, that wouldn't do. Yet I've got to explain that it's all over now. That has been plunged into the ground, so wide I can't get around. Yet I've got to explain that it's all over now. Should I start a false fight? No, no, that wouldn't be. I know it wouldn't be right. No, 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 that wouldn't be. Should I just run? I say I've got to find some kind of way to say it's all over now.
It's all over now. My show, that is. So, what did we just hear? I always ask myself that. I ask you that, too, but I'm going to tell you, because you probably don't know, and I do. We heard Arthur Conley doing Sweet Soul Music. Boy, he name-checks a whole bunch of amazing stuff in that. Everything from Otis Redding to James Brown. And then after that, we heard King Floyd doing Groove Me. I'm pretty sure the Rolling Stones must have been listening to that one when they wrote Tumbling Dice. yeah. And then Jerry Butler. Oh, I did two Jerry Butler songs. I tried not to repeat anybody, but I do so love Hey Western Union Man, Send a Telegram to My Baby. And then after that, we heard about 30 Seconds of When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge, and I went and blasted right through that so that I could get to David Ruffin doing My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. One of my faves. And then... Oh, we're coming up on the last minute of our show, and then we ended it with It's Over by The Impressions, which is Curtis Mayfield, before he was Curtis Mayfield. Okay, so here we go. This is Junior Walker and the All-Stars doing Cleo's Mood behind me, and this is the way I like to thank my audience and thank everybody for the show we just did.